This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The global total of confirmed coronavirus cases passed 700,000 on Sunday, while White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci said the United States could eventually have 100,000 to 200,000 deaths and millions of cases of the illness, according to medical projections. Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx said in the same Sunday news conference that no U.S. state or metro area will be spared the onset of COVID-19. Elsewhere, Moscow announced it will tighten up its coronavirus precautions on Monday with a citywide quarantine. Italy reported its first decline in the daily number of deaths there. There were 756 deaths over the past 24 hours. Nigeria's president announced Sunday that its capital and commercial center, Abuja and Lagos, will shut down for 2 weeks in order to contain the virus. Meanwhile, Pope Francis is backing a call by the United Nations for a global ceasefire to allow the world to focus on fighting the coronavirus pandemic instead. Saying the disease knows no borders, Francis appealed to everyone to stop every form of bellicose hostility and choose instead paths towards humanitarian help, diplomatic efforts, and attention to those most vulnerable. Another extremely hard-hit country, Spain, is reporting the highest daily rise so far in coronavirus fatalities, with 838 deaths in 24 hours. In Australia, gatherings will be restricted to just 2 people, down from 10, starting on Monday. Also, all playgrounds, outdoor gyms, and skate parks will be closed across the country. The Prime Minister said all citizens over 70 years old are strongly advised to self-isolate at home. For more comprehensive coverage of these and other stories, you can check out our website at voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA News.